Support for LAist comes from Visual Communications, presenting VC Film Fest, celebrating 40 years of Asian and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander filmmaking, with over 200 films May 1st through 10th. Info at festival.vcmedia.org.
It's Film Week on LAist 89.3. I'm Larry Mantle. Just a reminder, in case you missed any of the reviews from our critics, Manuel or Peter, you can hear the entire film list, all of our critics' reviews, wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to Film Week or at LAist.com. Our critics earlier in the hour reviewed a new Apple TV Plus streaming documentary, Girl State. Girl State is a follow-up to a film done by directors Amanda McBaines and Jesse Moss of a few years ago, which showed the details of what Boys State was like, where you get hundreds of boys together for a politically oriented week in which they elect their own representatives and debate various issues of public concern. Here in the new film Girl State, we get 500 civically engaged teen girls in Missouri who go through this very same process. Here we hear Emily, who's one of the girls at this week-long gathering, who shares her hobbies and extracurriculars, which led to her being chosen for Girl State.
At my school, I'm kind of known as that kid. Culture Club, Key Club, Environmental Sustainability, FCA, Student Council, Connect, Melville Media, Step Team, Lacrosse. I'm missing things. Did I say Science Club? Oh, and I started a Bible study at my school. There we go.
So if you're a Federalist, Nationalist.
Yeah!
40! That's my lucky number.
Oh my gosh,
that's the year I'm running for president.
Emily Worthmore for America 2040.
I love it.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you so much.
They asked us our freshman year to pick your top three careers, and mine says President of the United States, Broadcast Journalist, Rock Star. I think I can do all three.
Super achiever Emily, just one of the 500 girls gathered at Girl State on a college campus in Missouri, where for the first time the boys were also there, but with very, very limited interaction between the boys and the girls. With us are the directors Amanda McBaine and Jesse Moss. They were with us last year on Film Week to talk about their National Geographic documentary, The Mission. They were also the directors of 2020's acclaimed film, The Emmy winning Boys State. Amanda and Jesse, great to have you back with us on Film Week.
Hey, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
So let's start with what you learned from Boys State that you wanted to incorporate into telling the story of the girls' gathering.
These programs are such interesting laboratories to explore our current political condition and our possible future through the eyes of teenagers. I think we're all asking ourselves, does democracy have a future, or are we doomed? And perhaps if anybody's going to save us, it's young people, because we've certainly screwed things up. Boys State was a really insightful prism into the divisions of our country, but also the opportunities. And we wanted to flip the script and tell the story of young women. We have two teenage daughters. We think about girlhood a lot in this moment. And so we went to Missouri. We left Texas, where we shot Boys State. We went to a new state and found a new group of kids, similar experiment, very different time, very different results.
Speaking of the time, quite fortuitous, because we had the leak of the Dobbs decision of the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, but it hadn't yet been confirmed that the court was going to do that. You were in that interim period. How did that affect what the girls were talking about and the tenor of this time of Girl State?
It was a moment, and it definitely colored the thinking of all the girls headed to the session that year. It's still something they think about in Missouri, because Missouri was a trigger law state, and so effectively abortion is now illegal. I think that one of the reasons we were especially interested in Girl State is they did build the third branch of government, a Supreme Court. And so there's a whole court system that the girls build, and at the top of which sits the Supreme Court, which would then be all female. And that was an interesting way to sort of watch them have this conversation and for a brief moment own the conversation, if only for a fleeting moment.
The court hears an abortion case. They hear one case in the week-long session. We were praying it would be a relevant political case, and it does happen to be about privacy and abortion. So very relevant and really powerful to see girls totally own a conversation, which I think for far too long has been dominated by men.
Let's listen to a montage of girls making their case to be on the Girl State Supreme Court.
I want to be on a Supreme Court because they make the decisions that like really affect people's lives. We're seeing that now with like abortion, gay rights, housing, the amount of money spent on a federal campaign.
My parents are immigrants, so there's always been headlines or news and policies affecting our status in the country or political beliefs.
I would love to judge anything with environmental law. We need to make a change now before it goes to future generations.
I honestly like to listen rather than express my own views.
I try not to be prejudiced.
I'm impartial.
My parents are divorced, so they like, I have to like mediate between the two. Like if they, if there's a problem, I kind of have to be in the middle.
Those are girls who are going through the process of making their case for being on the Girl State Supreme Court. We're talking with the directors of the Apple TV Plus streaming documentary Girl State, Amanda McBain and Jessie Moss. You know, one of the things I recall in Boys State is there was some pretty robust political debate across partisan and ideological lines. Here, Emily, the girl that we heard first detailing all the things that she did, all the activities, she expresses some concerns about being conservative and how she's going to be received. Her perception is that this may be a majority liberal group of girls that are part of Girl State. And I'm just wondering, did you see a difference in terms of the ideological composition versus the boys?
What's interesting, and I mentioned the script being flipped here, in Texas, we had a very conservative group, and we watched a young man who's progressive and a person of color navigate this predominantly white space and conservative space. And here in Missouri, we actually have a group of girls who are, for a red state that Missouri is, they're actually quite progressive. But Emily is conservative and Christian, and yet very much looking forward to connecting with girls who are not like her, trying to determine if she can run a winning campaign for governor in this fragile state with very different politics than hers. And I think that the challenge she faces is to be true to herself, but also connect with them and find common ground. That's really the proposition of the program. And I think it's the proposition of our country. Is there any room left for civil discourse and common ground? And Emily's journey, I think, is the central storyline in our film. And she's unexpected. I think for us, we're progressive. You know, we're from San Francisco. Our politics are very different than Emily's. And I think we're asking ourselves and our audience, can you find something you connect with this kid? And I think her journey really rewards our patience, our faith, because she has a very surprising path through this intense week.
We're talking with the co-directors of the documentary Girl State. That's Jessie Moss, from whom you just heard, and Amanda McBain. They collaborate on their documentaries. Here we have a member of Girl State talking about the importance of open dialogue throughout this process.
I'm excited. You know, I live in St. Louis. It's kind of the liberalist you get in Missouri. So I knew if I ran for governor, like through campaigning, I would be forced to like go out and talk to new people. That's why I came here. I wanted to meet like girls on the other side of the aisle. I think boys feel like they can speak louder about politics because I think women, often when we start talking politics, we get shut down. I think we're just less respected. So, you know, by the time we're 17, we're already socialized to stop talking about it.
And I just wonder, Amanda and Jessie, do you feel like that that there was an ability over time to get into some of those deeper political conversations that at first might not have been there?
There was. It took some time to get there. It took some time for the training wheels to come off the bike, which is one of the reasons Girl State felt different filming it and is a different program than Boys State, where within a couple hours, the boys are segregated into two parties and they immediately have this tribal face off, and it just, things get going very quickly. With Girl State, it took a couple days, and I think at some point the girls in our film that we're following are feeling held back. They're very ambitious. They're very smart. They're politically passionate and wanted to talk politics. They wanted to get into those meat and potato issues. But there was something holding them back, and some of that was internal, but a lot of it was programmatic, which is, you know, I think reflective partly of a system that's bigger than Girls State.
We'll continue our conversation with Amanda McBain and Jesse Moss, the directors of Girls State, streaming now on Apple TV+. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Support comes from Visual Communications, presenting VC Film Fest, celebrating 40 years showcasing Asian and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander filmmaking, featuring over 200 works ranging from narrative film, documentary films, photo exhibits, and new media. VC Film Fest honors our beloved elder cultural workers, linking them to present and emerging artists to empower communities and challenge perspectives. May 1st through 10th in Little Tokyo and in Long Beach. Info at festival.vcmedia.org.
It's Film Week on LA, Estate 89.3. I'm Larry Mantle. In case you tuned in and missed the reviews of our critics, Manuel Betancourt and Peter Rayner, that were earlier in the program, some movies they really loved, and some under-the-radar gems that I'm sure you want to hear about, it's not too late. You can listen to the Film Week podcast wherever you get your podcast. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any one of the weekly editions of the program. It's also available for you to listen at LAST.com/filmweek. We're talking right now with the directors of one of the films that was reviewed by our critics. It's the documentary Girls State, a follow-up to Amanda McBain's and Jesse Moss's documentary of 2020, Boys State, which took us to the American Legion-sponsored boys' political activity. There it was in the state of Texas. Now it's girls in Missouri getting together, 500 of them, on a college campus for this week-long event. Jesse Moss and Amanda McBain's with us to talk about the film. How did you determine which of the girls you were going to follow? I mean, they're all well-spoken. They're all interesting personalities. It seemed like it was unlikely you'd make a bad choice. But how did you decide who you were going to follow?
It's a pretty intensive casting process, about 4 months, to meet hundreds of young women across the state of Missouri. I even went to prom as part of that journey, which was a trip. conversations, more than a kind of checklist or criteria, and looking for, as Amanda said, girls who are really confident, politically ambitious, but also vulnerable. And that's a kind of contradiction to these young women really were brave to let us in. And that's not everybody who can do that, to share this kind of intense experience with a camera crew, and be vulnerable. And I think they have a kind of winning formula, a kind of magic that is the combination of those qualities. So we've picked 7 girls. They represent the full diversity of Missouri, and I think our country, conservative, left, right, women of color, women who want to be on the Supreme Court, women who want to run for governor and be president, like we heard from Emily. And, you know, then we just, when once we find them, we just hold on tight, because the week moves so fast, so furious. We have a big crew to try to capture every moment, big and small. But it's exhilarating because it's unscripted filmmaking. And this intense week really forges transformation. I think I mentioned with Emily, she really changes. You come to know yourself in profound ways when you're forced into a difficult process. And I think through defeat too, the film is about victory, but also what you do when you lose or don't get what you're striving for. And I think for everybody coming to the film, you can find a character in this story that you identify with and might challenge you. And I think we like that. We asked our 14-year-old daughter, you know, who's your favorite character? And she said, Faith is really, you know, really politically sharp. Not who I would have expected her to pick, but I like that.
I mean, another part of the process of casting in these conversations, by the way, all kids are interesting to me. That's just who I am. But there was a quality to the girls that we ended up going with, partly because they made me laugh. I mean, that, or they surprised me. It was one or the other. And that is key, I think, to my process, our process, actually, also.
Was it easier to convince the organizers of Girls State in Missouri to do this than it had been with the Texas organizers of Boys State, because you had this acclaimed documentary that, you know, showed the work you could do in this environment to the Missouri organizers? Or was there any skepticism on their part?
It was a conversation. I'd say it really did help to have Boys State to show as a model and to show the success of the film and the conversation that ensued and how interesting the kids were. I think I have to credit the organization for trusting us because the film does take a hard look at the program, its strengths, but also its weaknesses. It is underfunded compared to the boys program. There is a lot of fluff. That's the word the girls use. And I think these programs, like our country, are sort of straddling the 50s and the future in uneasy ways. And it's hard to change for institutions. And the program is trying to change. It would like to have parity with the Boys State program. And the girls actually are themselves the ones who have this conversation in the film, which was a revelation. We didn't expect to compare the programs. We thought they would really stand apart. But because Boys State's happening on the same campus at the same time, the girls start to look over there and say, look, wait, the boys are doing things differently. They don't have the same rules we have. They get to do things differently. They're talking politics on day one and we're not. And so I think it becomes a really resonant conversation about the structures that do account for why women are underrepresented in positions of political power in this country.
One of the things that's interesting is with the boys, they keep them, it seems like, running all the time. They're overscheduled, like, you know, as a way to deal with their energy, keep them from getting into trouble. And then with the girls, I sensed a kind of a caution because there were some girls who got overwhelmed and you could see that, you know, there was anxiety, there was stress from it. And I was wondering your thoughts, because you were immersed in both of them. Were there differences in the pacing that you think were connected to gender or just to the tradition of how each one is operated?
I think the answer is both. There is sort of a, as you mentioned, the 1950s kind of decorum expectation or lowered expectation about women being socialized to be polite and let's not upset one another and that kind of thing. And politics, you know, has some upsetting moments when you get into those discussions and awkwardness and uncomfortability. And I think for all of those reasons, that's exactly why we should be having those conversations, because they're uncomfortable. That's the promise of these spaces in Girls State and Boys State. That's so special. Bringing together people of different politics to talk to each other face to face, particularly now in our very, 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 very divided country. So the infantilization piece, though, was something that was the surprise to me. The sort of the cupcake making and the icebreakers and the use a crayon to make your governor signs and that stuff felt to me like it was borderline insulting. And in fact, I think that's how the girls took it. And I don't think that was the intention, but that was the result. And that's the pushback, I think, for these very smart, you know, debate champions and the presidents of their high schools to be in that sort of awkward position of not being able to talk about, for instance, the issue of abortion a week after this leaked opinion came out. About Dobbs, like I think that tension was just too much. It was paradoxical.
Well, and as you're saying, you know, these are girls that have been debating with boys, and have been in student government with boys, and had all these other, you know, interactions. So, do you think with the release of this film that the organizers of Girl State, and it's not to say every state is the same, this is a particular state run, you know, the Missouri one, do you think they might revisit how they do things?
I think they very much are. I think as a result of the conversation that the girls are forcing, and hopefully the film helps, they are sharing more resources, integrating more programs. I think programs around the country are beginning to combine the programs entirely to make People State. And while we value that the gender separated spaces for us as filmmakers to look at boyhood and girlhood, I think we're very curious about how politics works for 17-year-olds in a People State. And whether we make that third film or not, I'm not sure, but we're left with still with questions.
Well, you'd have to do it if it exists. You've already done Boys and Girls State. You'd have to do People State. No question. Amanda McBain's, Jesse Moss, thank you both for being with us on Film Week and talking about Girls State, which is on Apple TV Plus, streaming and available at home. Thank you for being with us.
Always great, Larry. Thank you.
Larry.
Thanks so much. Girl State, the follow-up to their critically acclaimed Emmy-winning documentary, Boys State, of 2020. Also, their terrific National Geographic film, The Mission, which came out last year. For all of us at Film Week, have a wonderful weekend.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.